As we prepare to remember Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, I just wanted to take a few moments to consider some thoughts around Jesus being the light in the darkness. If you would turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, starting in verse 3. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. And if you would turn with me to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Starting in verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." The first thing that we need to understand when we consider Jesus being the light in the darkness is that He is the one true light. We see in Genesis that Jesus was there from the beginning. And when light was spoken into existence, because Jesus was there, He spoke it into existence. And He being that true light is the only source of light that can deal with the darkness that we all struggle with every day. So understanding that Jesus being the true light is that source, we can now really consider Him and we can consider Him and what He did for us on the cross. And if you guys can turn with me to Luke chapter 23. Caleb read just a little bit ago the account of Jesus' crucifixion, and specifically when Jesus was on the cross, how He suffered in complete darkness. So Luke chapter 23. So starting in verse 44, "Now it was about the sixth hour, and darkness, and there was darkness all over the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, He said, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.' Having said this, He breathed His last." So we can see that Jesus suffered in darkness so that we might not be swallowed up in it. He was able to do this because He being the true light cannot be overcome by that darkness. And in 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 through 7, we can consider another aspect of Jesus being the light when it applies to thinking about His sacrifice. 1 John chapter 1. Starting in verse 6, it says, "If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin." So His blood is more than sufficient to cleanse us from our sin, because He is that light. And His blood is pure, and He was the only one that could hang on the cross and could bear our sins on His body in that darkness. And finally, because of Jesus' death and resurrection, He's opened the door for us to be with God. He continues to be our light and will illuminate our way into eternity. I just want to look at a couple more passages in Luke chapter 24. starting in verse 1, says, "Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came into the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, 'Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, "The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again."' And they remembered his words." So Jesus prepared his disciples. He prepared those that were with him, and specifically those in this case that went to the tomb, that he would be crucified and he would rise again. And because he is the light, there is no way that he could remain in the grave. Once he died and finished the work of God the Father, he arose, and now he continues to be our light, and we have access to God and to him and to the Holy Spirit because of his sacrifice and because of his resurrection. Finally, in Revelation chapter 22, we see that the complete promise. So Revelation chapter 22, speaking about this new Jerusalem, it says, "But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor to it." Jesus went to the cross so that we might be reconciled, so that one day we might be able to be with him, and that he can forever be our light.